Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Beranger, and here is your morning news. An Ottawa organization is receiving a large chunk of federal funding to help female and LGBTQ2A+ veterans find work in the skilled trades. Minister of Veterans Affairs Lawrence McCauley announced Wednesday that three local organizations will be awarded a total of over $1 million. Helmets to Hard Hats, or H2H, is a local not-for-profit organization that connects veterans with skilled trade unions to find high-paying jobs in construction and other trades. H2H is receiving $700,000, the largest chunk of the federal money, as part of the Veteran and Family Well-Being Fund. Joseph Maloney is the founder and executive director at H2H. He says the funding is intended to expand employment in the trades to veterans who identify as women and who are part of the LGBTQ2+ community.
We just want to make sure that those communities are not left behind and not overlooked. Everybody has access to the trades, but I mean, the trades are male dominated. There's no doubt about that in most of the trades, but we're seeing that change more and more on a daily basis, which is good. And we just want to make sure that more women and more the LGBT community are aware of the opportunities in the construction industry. So if they're interested, they know how to access it.
Women and LGBTQ2+ members of the Canadian Forces have been historically excluded from accessing the same rights and opportunities enjoyed by heterosexual men. Women were first permitted to join the Canadian military in support roles during World War II. It wasn't until 1971 when military positions originally restricted to men began to open for women. From 1967 to 1992, legislation concerning sexual deviance was implemented in the Canadian military. It subjected service members who identified as part of the LGBTQ2+ community to a formal investigation and possible reprisal. It wasn't until 2005 that federal legislation decriminalizing same-sex marriage allowed a member of the service to marry a same-sex partner for the first time ever. In 2019, Veterans Affairs Canada created the Office of Women and LGBTQ2 Veterans, whose mandate is to work collaboratively with female and LGBTQ2+ veterans. Maloney says H2H will do that by expanding access to a highly successful program to traditionally marginalized groups.
H2H, we've been in operation in Canada now since 2012, and so far we've referred about 2,000 veterans to various apprenticeship systems across the country. So it's working well. We continue to work on a daily basis. But our goal is to make sure that every veteran in Canada, no matter if you're LGBTQ, male, female, black, white, indigenous, it doesn't matter to us, is aware of the opportunities in the construction industry. And if they're interested, we'll show them how to access those opportunities.
Maloney says part of the funding will go towards hiring communications experts to liaise between H2H and the targeted communities. The remaining federal funding will be awarded to Ottawa Inner City Ministries and Pearly Health, which are receiving $175,000 and $135,000, respectively. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.